Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
If we refuse to obey the words in this book, the Bible, then we're going to regret it. Not only will we regret it, but judgment will come to our lives. Listen to what Proverbs 13 and 13 says. He who despises the word will be destroyed, but he who fears the commandment will be rewarded. And the first commandment that God gives us in his word is that we are to love him with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, and with all of our minds. Come on, let's turn to Matthew 22 and 37. Let's look at that. Everybody turn to Matthew 22 and verse 37. So much of our problems arise from misguided priorities and relationships. We place our friends above our spouses, our boyfriends and our girlfriends above our children. But God is the one who establishes the foundational principles for relationships. Listen to what it says in Matthew 22 and 37. You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. Now repeat after me. I must love the Lord my God with all, not some, with all of my heart, with my soul, and all of my mind. Now it goes on to say in verse 38, this is the first and the greatest commandment. In other words, folks, this is the most important thing that God wants you to do. He wants you to love him with all of your heart, not some of your heart, with all of your soul, not some of your mind, but every part of your being. God wants to be first in your life. You see, our relationship with God is the doorway to every other relationship in life. That's important for us to know. Each of us is to have a love relationship with God. Now, what does that mean? That means to spend time with God every single day. How many of you are in a love relationship? Every married person's hand better go up. I helped you with that one. When you're in love with someone, you have to spend time with them every day if possible. And when you have a love relationship with God, that means you've got to spend time with him every day. You must take time to pray. I said you must take time to pray every day. Listen. Don't visit God only on Sundays. That's not a healthy relationship. Those of you who are married, what if you only visited home once a week? That would never work out. I won't say what I was just thinking, but it would never work out. The way we develop our relationship with God is to spend time in prayer. It's by reading the Bible. It's by coming to church. It's by being strengthened and built up by other people. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. When you talk to other people about God and his goodness and what he's doing in your life, you're spending time with God. The Bible says where two or three are together in my name, I'm there. I'm with you right there. So there's a lot to be said about fellowship also in God's house. The other thing is to love God means to obey him. Now, Jesus said in John 14 and 15, if you love me, obey me. Case closed. That is how God determines whether or not you love him, by your obedience. And verse 21 of that same chapter, it says, the one who obeys me is the one who loves me. And because he loves me, my Father will love him, and I will also, and I will reveal myself to him. You know, the priorities of our relationships today are really getting us into trouble. Because with our mouths, we say we love God, but by our actions, we show something totally different. In Revelation 2 and 4, Jesus had this complaint against the church. He says, I have this complaint against you because you don't love me as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen from your first love. Turn back to me again as you were at first. Let me ask you a question. Do you love God as much as you did in the past? Hopefully you love him more. But do you love him less? In this case, this church loved the Lord less, and he had to confront them about that. How many of you know in a love relationship, sometimes you have to confront people for more affection? Oh, you don't have to say amen. Thank you, you few people who said amen. If you could hear the voice of God, God would be saying to us every morning that we leave the house without prayer. Excuse me, where are you going? We haven't talked yet. Lord, we'll talk in the car. Yes, while you watch all the other cars and listen to the radio and everything else. No, you need to spend time with me. How many of you wives love for your husbands to turn everything off and just look right at you when you talk and have a conversation? Most women do. Now men, well, a lot of men do too. It's important to give your one that you love undivided attention. Amen? And that's what the Lord expects from us. Or he'll say to us, what's going on? Why are you ignoring me? Why aren't you spending time with me? You know, our relationship with God is the most important relationship in our lives. And because of that, I really want to exhort you today, folks, to take time every day to pray. I mean this. You know, as I was putting this message together, I said, Lord, what do you want me to say? What's the most important thing? The Lord said, tell them to spend time with me. Tell them I love them, but they're not spending enough time with me. They're doing everything else but spending time with me. We have time to watch programs on the television. We have time to go to the movies. We have time to do all kinds of things, to go to the gym. We have time for everybody else, but we lack time for the Lord. And that's something that we must give our primary attention. You say, well, I'm so busy. I get so busy during the day. Well, let that be the first thing you do in the morning. When you wake up, spend time with God. The Bible says, early will I seek thee. Seek the Lord early when you first get up. You say, well, I've got kids. I've got family. I've got responsibilities. Well, get up while everybody else is sleeping. Spend some time with the Lord. You need him. Without him, you can do nothing. Now it's time for the Word of God to be taught boldly to combat the influence of our culture in the church. It's so important, people. And some of the teachings that I've been giving recently, the Holy Spirit is really tugged at my heart. And he said, you need to talk to people about their relationships and how they should be living their relationships with others. So it seems like every message I'm talking about relationships. Do we really need to hear about relationships? You better believe it. We must hear more about relationships. Because when the Word of God is silent, especially against immoral practices of our society, the behavior enters into the church. Now listen to what was written to a church by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Break it down, Paul. Don't be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral. Why did he start with that? I know some of you wish he hadn't. But why did he start with that? Why? Because we're all sexual beings. Because every single one of us have to realize there's something we're supposed to be doing with our body. Your body was made to glorify God. That's what you're supposed to be doing with your body.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi, everyone. This is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service, April 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us April 3rd for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then, join us Easter Sunday at 10 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now, let's get back into today's message.
Your body was made to glorify God. That's what you're supposed to be doing with your body. The Bible says that the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will enter into the kingdom of God. It's because God expects us as Christians to live a moral and a holy life. Now it's time for us as Christians to take our secret behavior out of the closet. Everybody else is. Why don't you look at your neighbor and say, it's time. Now there was a nursery rhyme back when I was growing up, and it went this way. Bob and Betty sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes baby and a baby carriage. This rhyme is a description of the way things used to be. First came love, then came marriage, then came the babies. But folks, I have to tell you today, that's not what's happening. We look in Hollywood, and so many of the people who are just living together in Hollywood, they just began having babies, totally out of wedlock, before the whole world. Let me give you some more information about this. For the first time in 60 years of data collection, the United States Census Bureau found out that the majority of firstborn children are now born out of wedlock. Did you hear what I just said? The majority of our firstborn children in America are born out of wedlock. Perhaps the most surprising change among unmarried couples is found among those who claim to be religious or born again. Now, 2 and sometimes 3 out of 5 couples who claim to be religious are living together unmarried. According to a national survey, 25% of those who claim to be born again are living out of wedlock. Now, this is all I want to say about that. No, I'm going to say a lot more. But I'll start off by saying this. If you love each other, simply get married and fulfill what the Lord has said. Amen? Marriage is a commitment of love. We need to begin to put our actions where our mouths tell us they belong. If you love a person, marry a person, especially if you're born again. Because as Christians, we need to simply read the Bible. It says in Hebrews 13 and 4, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed is undefiled. But God will surely punish all who are immoral or commit adultery. And let me just say this, folks, because people find themselves in all kinds of different situations. This message is not to judge you. This message is simply to give you truth. This message is to help you know what the Bible says and how God wants you to live. Why? To fulfill your potential. To fulfill the reason why you were born. when we are not living according to the word of God, it stops us from fulfilling the destiny that God has for our lives. It influences everything else that God has for us. If you are a Christian, you cannot habitually sin. I'm going to say that again. If you are a child of God, you cannot habitually sin. I've talked with individuals, and they've said to me, I am grieved because I live with someone and we're making love all the time. I don't even want to do it anymore because I'm so convicted. I said, well, that's a good thing, part of it, that you're convicted, but the other part is, what are you going to do about it? You have to do something about it. You have to make a change. Marry the individual. That's the first thing I say. If you've committed yourself to them and you're living together, why not get married? But the truth of the matter is, folks, is if you're a Christian, you can't keep sinning. In 1 John 3 and 9, it says, the person who has been born into God's family does not make it a practice to sin, because now God's life is in him. So he can't keep on sinning, for this new life has been born into him and controls him, and he has been born again. In 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3, it says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, set apart in the way that we live, set apart in our morality from the world, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn how to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable to God. Now listen to 1 Corinthians 6 and 15. I read this at the very beginning. Don't you realize that your bodies are actually parts of Christ? Should a person take their body, which belongs to Christ, and join it with a prostitute? Never. See, when you sleep with a person and you are a Christian, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have God participating in something he would never do. You say, well, it's my body, but his spirit is in you. That's important for you to understand. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6 and 17, the person who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. And then it says, so run away from sexual sins. I've had so many people say, yes, I'm involved, Pastor, but it hurts. It hurts so bad. Listen, it's because you are committing an act against the Lord. He would never sin in that way. And that's why you're so convicted. You have to get out of that. You have to walk away. You have to make things right with God and with the other individual. Now, some say, well, you know what? I just got to try it. I just want to see how it feels. Listen, folks, just one sexual experience could keep you trapped for life or keep you trapped with an individual who really you should not even be with. Listen to Proverbs 5 and 20. It says, why be captivated, my son or daughter, by an adulterer? Why embrace the bosom of another man or woman's, another man's wife or woman's husband? For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines his paths. The evil deeds of a wicked man ensnare him, and the cords of his sins hold him fast. Here the scripture is telling us that when we get involved intimately with people out of wedlock, we become tied to them. Many of you know exactly what I'm talking about, because that's true. It's hard to say goodbye.
It's hard to say, no, we need to quit. We don't need to do this. It's hard to break up. Why? Because that is one of the sins that will get you stuck to a person. It's called the soul tie. And only God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, can get you loose from that situation. Nevertheless, God expects you to get loose. And let me just say this to you. There is no such thing as casual sex. Everything will bring judgment upon your life. In Proverbs 6:27, it says, "Can a man scoop fire into his lap and not be burned?" Have you ever tried that? I suggest you don't try that. "Can he walk on hot coals and not obtain blisters on his feet?" Don't try that either. "So it is with the man who sleeps with another man's wife. He who embraces her will not go unpunished." And it goes the reverse way as well. And let me just say this about sexual immorality, folks. It leads to hell and not heaven. How many of you want to go to heaven? I see all those hands in the radio audience too. We all want to go to heaven. We all want to go to be with Jesus Christ when we leave this world. But the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, the idolaters, all liars, will take their place in the fiery lake of burning sulfur." And this is the second death. I hear some people saying, "How can I stop? How can I get out of this situation?" Well, God will help you. The Holy Spirit will give you the power to put to death your carnal desires. But then you have to have a heart-to-heart conversation with that individual and just tell them, "Look, I love God more than you." Right there, you will break something. If you tell that person, "I love God more than you, and I want to serve the Lord, I want to do what's right because God has given me a purpose. God has given me a destiny. There's potential in me that can never, ever be accomplished when I'm not living right for God." That will break something right there. But then you must ask the Holy Spirit to help you. In Romans 8:12, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation whatsoever to do the sinful things that your body tells you to do. For if you keep on following them, you will perish." Listen, folks, there is a day of reckoning. We can continue and continue and continue, but someday something's going to happen. The Bible says that we'll perish if we continue. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit, we turn from the deeds of the body, then we will live. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is by the power of Pentecost that we are able to overcome the things that have overcome us in our lives. I want to encourage you today that if you find yourself in a situation that is contrary to the Word of God, do something about it. The first thing to do is pray. The second thing to do is to act. Do something about it today, because this is another day that God has given you to fulfill your destiny.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is The Power of the Resurrection. This is part 4. Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I'm so glad for this opportunity to be able to pray with you. I don't know your needs, but God certainly knows them. So let's pray together. Father, we ask that you would bless every individual in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Father, you are a God of blessing. You know the needs of the people today. We believe you today
in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, to meet every need. And we thank you for it in his name. Let's say amen. Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you and keep listening.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.